What's good, my fellow Americans? We're going to start the day off strong with the Pledge of Allegiance, a moment of silence. I'm going to ask you to please remove all non-religious headgear.
Now for the moment of silence.
In today's podcast, we'll be discussing the history and importance of the World War I. The first question of the day is, what are your thoughts about imperialism and the effect it had on the start of World War I?
Well, I think imperialism had a big effect on who our allies were and how the war ended up turning out.
So how do you think the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand sparked the beginning of World War I?
So, I think even before he was assassinated, Bosnia and Austria were having some disputes between power and land. So after the assassination, everything went to poop. And they then declared war on Bosnia, thus starting World War I.
What was it like leading your expeditionary forces into battle?
It's pretty hectic, but at the end of the day, we strive to be alive, baby.
Along with leading your forces into battle, what was the Battle of Argonne Forest like?
The Battle of the Argonne Forest was a major L for the U.S. and the Allies because more than 20,000 American troops died, and we also lost a lot of ground by falling back after the battle.
How do you feel about the heroic actions of Alvin York and how he was awarded the Medal of Honor?
I think the way he acted in time of panic and how he handled adversity so well and overcame the difficult times, he deserved the Medal of Honor.
This following segment is sponsored by Panzer, the cutting-edge tank design that allows accessibility to trenches without the hassle of getting stuck. And now back to the podcast. So how do you think the invention of planes aided in the war against the Axis?
With the invention of the plane, it allowed the U.S. to do more recon on the enemy, and it let the U.S. find out more locations of the enemy forces and camps.
Did poison gas ever affect you or your squad in the line of duty?
Not really. We were all supplied gas masks just in case, but the enemy was so bad that they never hit us with any gases.
How do you feel about President Wilson's 14 points and freedom of the seas?
I feel that after the Lusitania attack, this is a good policy that has been enforced by the government.
How do you feel about President Wilson's equality trade conditions?
Well, equal trade isn't always equal because you have to account for all the taxes and the currency exchange between the countries and how much it would cost.
Speaking on the topic of the Treaty of Versailles, why do you think they put restrictions on the military?
I think they put restrictions on the military because they felt the military had too much power.
If you're still here, thanks for listening. Have a good one. Who attended the Treaty of Versailles and why?
Every country that was fighting in World War I attended the Treaty of Versailles and signed it, besides the Germans. They eventually signed after discussions later.